EU Ambassador to Zimbabwe Philippe Van Dam told journalists in Harare today that the regional body confirmed the funding yesterday.
We will probably get another 4.5 million for Zimbabwe.
The funding is in addition to the £12 million which the EU has given to Zimbabwe and six other Southern African countries to save lives of people facing hunger. Van Dam said there was stiff competition for emergency funds and urged the Zimbabwean government to declare drought an emergency in order to enhance its chances of getting more funding amid competition from other needs.
That's why we think it may be important indeed to declare a state of humanitarian emergency, because that is a signal for the international community that indeed we have difficulties coping with this crisis.
Asked whether Zimbabwe's huge foreign debt would not hinder Zimbabwe's chances for more emergency funding, Van Dam said humanitarian funding was never linked to any considerations.
Humanitarian aid is always disconnected from any other consideration.
The announcement by the EU follows reports that the United States Agency for International Development will give an additional $5 million to Zimbabwe to ensure food security in the country. USAID and its partners, such as the United Nations World Food Programme, are this year spending more than $30 million on drought mitigation measures in Zimbabwe. Agriculture Minister Joseph Made could not be reached for comment. The Zimbabwean government is spending more than $2 million on maize imports. An estimated 1.5 million people are in need of food aid, but traditional leaders say the figure could increase as more people are running out of food. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.